There is powerful symbolism in the emergence of Vice President Cheney in the Middle East peace broker role, a role usually reserved for special envoys and secretaries of state.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
His offer to meet with Yasser Arafat in return for action to curb anti-Israeli violence represents an abrupt reversal of the Bush administration's refusal to deal with the Palestinian leader at such a level. It is in part a recognition of the reality that Cheney ran into on his tour of the region, that no government would discuss action against Iraq as long as the Arab-Israeli situation threatened to destabilize the area. And so, since Cheney was conveniently nearby, a switch in missions was improvised, and Cheney offered Arafat what he had long yearned for, status-building recognition by the United States and at an unexpectedly high level. As the Bush administration gets drawn steadily further and further from the sidelines towards the vortex of this conflict, Cheney's presence suggests the possibility of further American involvement. Arafat has long strived to internationalize the conflict by introducing American and other foreign military elements in some capacity. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, who is usually a step or two ahead of developments, writes today that Israel should gradually withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza to be replaced by a joint American-Palestinian security force. His reasoning is that Israelis and Palestinians don't have the resources or the mutual trust to resolve the problem, and America can't afford to let them go on killing each other. If the subject is American military involvement, Cheney is the right person to have around. He is a former Secretary of Defense, he played a vital role in the build-up to the Gulf War in 1990, and he has a close relationship with President Bush. Cheney's role at the moment is limited to supporting General Anthony Zinni in trying to achieve a cessation or abatement of violence. But if Cheney returns to the Middle East for a meeting with Arafat, as he's offered to do, it is unlikely that his role will end there. This is Daniel Shore.